Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com NFL Draft Blast.
Another edition of the College to Pro Players Platform Show. I am your show host, Bo Marchand. As always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us as we bring you the next collection of tomorrow's NFL stars. We're bringing them to you today here on the C2P platform. A lot to get to as we bring you another draft prospect episode. And today we're going to be joined with the FIU running back, Napoleon Maxwell. He was also down at the Gridiron Showcase in Texas earlier this winter, doing his thing in front of NFL scouts, and it's a great opportunity for any man in this process to be able to kind of shake a hand, look another guy in the eye, and let them know you on a personal level, because they already know you. They already seen the tape, but now they want to get into the nooks and crannies of the character of the man and what they bring to the table. We're going to get that into that with him. Earlier today, we had Seth Thomas of UNI, the Northern Iowa Panthers defensive end. Really fun interview. For those who just love listening to all the shows, definitely one that you do not want to miss. I hope you don't miss any of them, but that's definitely one. Like I said, he brings a lot of life and vibe to the program. But again, we're going to begin with this show with the Napoleon Maxwell, the FIU running back. And, you know, he arrived back there in 2014, a couple injuries, and you think about a kid, you know, beginning his collegiate career in 2014, and now it's 2020, and he's finally getting his opportunity to put his foot towards that next level. So pretty crazy thing to think about, and I'm interested to talk to him about, you know, what that was like, you know, being on campus for, you know, nearly 5 or 6 years. And that becomes your livelihood, you know, the being on campus and being around that atmosphere. But, you know, now he's off doing his thing, and we'll find out what he brings to the table. And, you know, that, you know, FIU, you think, I mean, you know, Anthony Jones, I mean, the two-headed monster between him and Napoleon. I mean, a lot of carries shared between the two. So, you know, when you look at Napoleon himself, I mean, you're not going to see a guy that, you know, had these gaudy statistics in terms of, you know, crazy amounts of carries and all those things that come with being a running back. But, you know, when you look at the overall ability that he brings, that's what I kind of love about it, is, you know, that the scouts, the eyes in the sky, if you will, they appreciate it. And, you know, NFL size, NFL ability. So those are the things that you love about some of these guys that you may not necessarily know because they don't have these crazy, crazy statistics. But if you followed Conference USA football, you followed FIU, you know that you get a guy that has some pulse in his step, brings a lot when he brings the ball, also has the ability to return kicks. So those are some of the intangibles to start to kind of emerge. And, you know, these are the guys that you don't pay much attention to now, but when training camp starts to roll around, these guys start to make a name for themselves and start to, you know, earn reps, start, you know, catching the attention of coaches after practice when they're breaking down, you know, practice tape. You know, I think Napoleon Maxwell is one of these guys that we're going to be talking about in that type of scenario. So we'll be looking forward to talking to him. Apple Music, iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, all opportunities to download any one of these featured guests as we bring you them each and every day as we build towards the 2020 NFL Draft, April 23rd, 24th, and 25th. This year it's in Las Vegas. Should be a crazy, crazy time. And I'm curious to see how Vegas, you know, some of these cities that they've traveled to, they're really big-time football cities. I mean, you think of Philadelphia, obviously we know New York, but Dallas, I mean, But when you think of Las Vegas, we know the Raiders are heading there this fall. But it's going to be interesting to see how the people gravitate towards it. You know, you're going to Vegas for so many things. I mean, I don't know if the draft can really outshine any one event. Most of these cities that the draft has visited, you know, that's the only thing going on in the city. But then when you become an iconic, you know, party place like Las Vegas, you know, how does the draft compare? How will the people react? You just kind of go about doing your daily routine, or are you going to pay attention to the draft? So something that we'll find out. Hopefully it goes well. But we're almost at that 10-minute mark. Usually when we get to that point in each program, if we haven't had our featured guest been able to call in from that point, we'll look to reschedule. I always like to say more of them and less of me always makes for a great show. So hopefully we can get Napoleon on again. But if we can't, we will aim to reschedule with this fantastic FIU running back and a little bit of a jack of an all trades. If you add in that kick return prowess that he has, a lot of nice intangibles I think this young man brings as we build towards this 2020 NFL draft. Well, as promised, we are at that 10-minute mark, and I do not want to hamper your time, but we will look to reschedule with this standout. And again, we apologize, but it does happen. These guys get late with workouts. Some are still in class. A lot going on in these guys' lives. So we will make time for him at another time. But as always, we appreciate you joining us here on the C2P.
This has been a C2P exclusive.